We're up to daf and ches. We're starting two lines from the bottom and zayin amid beis. Said in the Mishnah, shemer chinam ein nishbet. A shemer chinam on hegdish. Usually a shemer chinam, if it's gneiv aveide, he's potter, but he has to make a shvua shalei peshati bo. However, if he's a shemer chinam for hegdish, he doesn't have to be nishba shalei peshati. For the gemara stira v'raminu. For the gemara v'raminu, it's mevur in mesach tishkolim. B'nei ha'ir sheshalchu eshekleim. The halacha is that every year, Klal Yisrael, Gans Klal Yisrael has to give machtes a shekel. Be'echad ba'adar mashmim al shkolim. You bring up these shkolim to Yerushalayim. It goes into the lishke, and the gizber three times a year he takes trumas al lishke before Pesach, before Shavuos, and before Sukkos. He fills up three kupas worth of shkolim from the lishke, and they use that to buy the karbonas tzibur. So the halacha is, if someone sent the Bnei Yair, they didn't all go to Yerushalayim to bring up their shkolim. There was shluchim that carried the shkolim up for them. What happens if the shluchim take up the shkolim? And on the way, there was a gneiv v'aveidah. So zog the Mishnah there, Bnei Yair shasholchu eshekleim, v'nignevu eshaavdu. And on the way, it got lost or got stolen. So im mishenitrume hatrume, if the gizber already took the truma from the lishka. So in that case, nishbom le gizbar. Vimlav nishbom le bnei yair, u bnei yair shoykun acherim tachtei. So it means like this. The halacha is, we'll see later, that when the gizbarim take the first truma from the lishka, so they have in mind that all those people who are planning to give shkolim, who didn't yet send up their shkolim, machmas eiza oynes, or those people whose shkolim are still on the way, or those people whose shkolim were sent and they were lost or stolen and the owners don't know about it, they should all be yaitze with the shkolim that are being nitra, even though this is not their shkolim yet. It got lost, it's on the way, it wasn't given. So how are they going to have a chelik in the kabbonis tzibur? So when they're toirim, I'll shem these people too. So it comes out like this. If the Mishnah is saying, imishen nitra mahatruma, if they only found out, the Bnei Yair, that their shkolim were lost or stolen, they only found out after the gizber was already teirim. So it comes out, when the gizber was teirim, he was teirim for them. Because he was teirim for all those people whose shkolim were stolen or lost, and they're not aware of it. Since they weren't aware of it till after the truma, it comes out the truma was taken al shema. So they're already potter from their chiv. Now, they don't have to send other shkolim. So they have no tviya anymore to these shluchim, because it's not them who are losing anything. However, the gizber is the one that has a tviya. He's the baldin, because he was toirim al shem these people. So now, and these people, the ma'isa, never paid up, because their money was lost on the way. So his tviya is on the shluchim. Why did you lose their money? If we're talking about the din toira, they were made aware that it was nigna v'nevdu before the gizber was toirim from the lishke. So b'chahai gavna, when he's toirim from the lishke, he's not being toirim al shem b'nei yair, because he's only being toirim on those who sent it up and it was nignavay avdu and they weren't aware b'shas maisa. But those who are already aware, they have to send now new shkolim. So for them, he wasn't toirim. So mele, it's the obligation of the b'nei yair to send new ones. So they are the baladinim who are being tevei the shluchim. Why did you lose our money? So the shayla is only, who is the baldin? Is it the gizber? La'acha shenitram, it's the balgizber who's the baldin. And koidim shenitram, it's the Mishalchim, the Bnei Yair, who are the Baladin. It's like the Mishnah. Bnei Yair, Shasholcha, Shaklaim, V'nignavoy, Sha'avdu. Imishanitrimu ha-trumu. If they only came Lidin after the Gizborim already took the Trumu, they filled up the Kupis. So Mimele, in that case, the Mishalchim don't have to send any replacement. Nishbom, the Gizborim. These Shluchim have to make a Shvua to the Gizborim, who are today the Baladinim, because they're the ones who are tying, you owe us the money. And the shluchim have to make a shvur to them, shalei pashu, that they weren't peshe v'imlav. If we're talking about before shenitra, the mishalchim already found out that their shkolim were stolen or lost before the gizber took truma from the lishche, so maybe he's not being toirim for them, only on the nas that they should send new ones. Rashi says, avadi, he is being toirim for them, because b'shas he's being toirim, they haven't yet sent replacements, but he's only being toirim for them on the nas that they're going to pay up and send a replacement in this case. So memele, they are the baladinim against the shluchim. So in that case, nishbon the bnei yair. The shluchim have to swear to the bnei yair that we weren't peshay. And then Ubnayir Shaiklin Acherim Tachtayim, the Bnayir have to send Nushkalim in place of the ones that were lost. Nimtsu Oishekzir. If after the Bnayir were Mafrish the Nushkalim, and then they found the old Shkalim that were lost, Oishekzirim Haganovim, or in the case of Nignavu, the Ganovim returned the ones that were stolen. So now you have two sets of Shkalim. You have the ones that were originally sent that were Nignavu and Abdu, and now they reappeared. And you have the new ones that were Hofrish Tachtayim. So the halacha is Elu ve'elu shkolim hein. Both of them have a Shem Kedusha of Machtas HaShakel. You can't now go and take one back. They both stay Birshos Hagdish. Ve'ein oilim lehem l'shon haba. However, they both have to be used up this year. You can't say, okay, I'll use one, I'll defer it for next year's payment. It doesn't work. They both go for this year. Al-Kaponim, what do we see over here? We see over here the Gemara's understanding that these shluchim who brought up the shkolim, Pashkas, were Shem Rechina. It says over here that they have to make a shvuah, now that it was Nigan of an Eved from them, they have to make a shvuah to save themselves, to save Loi Pashati. The shayla is, do they make the shvuah to the Gizber? Do they make the shvuah to the Mishaleach? Depending who's the Baldin. But they definitely have to make a shvuah. We learned in our Mishnah that by Hegdish, Shemachinim is not Nishba. Here we're talking about Hegdish, we're talking about Machtus HaShekel. And for the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Hocha Benoise Socher Askina. We're not talking about a Shemachinim. Shemachinim Taket would not have to make a shvuah, because we're talking about Hegdish. We're talking about a Shomer Socher. Is the Chvayt Shver. Shomer Socher, we said in the Mishnah by Hegdish, is Potter from Gneva Vaveda. So why should he be Chayv? Zog the Gemara, Hocha Benoise Socher Askinan Vinishbon Litoil Schorer. They're not swearing in order to patter themselves. They're swearing simply because they're Potter anyways, because a Shomer Socher who's watching something for Hegdish is Potter on Gneva Vaveda. However, Shomer Socher by definition means he's getting paid for watching it. He wants to get his payment for doing his job of watching. The Gemara later is going to ask, he didn't do his job, but upon him right now, he wants to get his payment. In order to get his payment, for that he has to make a shvuah. Rashi says the shvuah is not a shvuah to pat himself for teshlumim. The shvuah is a shvuah kelelit l'schor. And what is the shvuah of Rashi? She'einan birshusa. He has to make a shvuah that he's not holding the money. And then he collects the payment that they made up to pay him for watching. And he's gave it from the Bnei Yir. They were the ones that made up to pay him. For the Gemara Ihochi, if that's the story over here, that he's paying not to patter himself, he's paying simply to get paid from the Bnei Yir who made up to pay him. Ihochi nishbon the gizbar, the Bnei Yir mi boile. Why in the case when this dentayer came after Nitr Matrume? So the Bnei Yir anyways potter from sending Nushkal. So Mamela, we said that the Gizbarim are the Baladinim, and they're the ones who are Tevei, and therefore the Shvuah is to them. But if we're not talking about a Shvuah to patter themselves, because anyways they're potter, so this Shvuah is just a Shvuah to collect the Schar that they're due. Who owes them the Schar? The Mishaleich, who made up that you're a Shai Mesach, I'm paying you for watching my Shkalim on the way up to Yerushalayim. So the Shvuah, the Manavshech, has to be to the Bnei Yir. Why does it say, Mishanitri Matruma, they just make a Shvuah to the Gizbarim? So the Gemara, Amar Rabbe, you're right. Nishbon the Bnei Yair. When it says the Gizborim, it means B'maimid Gizborim. The Shvu is to the Bnei Yair to be able to collect their paycheck. However, in the case of Nitr Metrumet, where the Gizborim are the ones who are suffering the Hefzit, the Mishalchim anyways don't have a Hefzit because they don't have to reimburse Hegdish. It's the Gizbor who took the loss. So this Shvu that he makes a Shvu Sheinim B'Shusa should be B'maimid HaGizbor. Why? Since the Gizber is the one who's losing over here, they should make the Shvu at least in front of him that he shouldn't be Chayshid them, that they were Ganav. Inami, in order the Gizber shouldn't call them Peshaya. So Mamela, the Shvu should be in front of the Gizber. But Avada and Achnami, the Shvu is to the Bnei Yair to get their Schar. Frag the Gemara, the Mice, it says over here, the story was that these Shkalim either got lost or stolen. And you're telling them to talk about a Shem Asafer. A general Shem Esocher ba'alma is mechuyiv v'gnei v'aveide. V'hachanami nihid shlumi loy mishalmi. True, in this case there's a miyit that we saw before that were mamayit hegdish by a Shem Esocher. Shem Esocher doesn't have to pay for gnei v'aveide. Fine. So the shluchim over here, even though they were Shem Esocher and it was nignev v'nevde from them, they don't have to reimburse the mishalech. However, igrayu miyolafsit, since they are by definition a Shem Mesacher, a Shem Mesacher's job is to watch something from Gneva Vaveda, and here the Shkolim were Nigna Vaynevat, so they didn't do the job. So why are they entitled to get Schar? True, they don't have to pay for what was lost, but why should they get Schar if they didn't do their job? Amrabe, when it says over here nignuvo in avdu, we don't mean the regular gneva avedu. Nignuvo belista mezuyin and avdu shetavis vinasa bayam. These are forms of einsim. Hashem Yisachar is potter on einsim. Even though he has to watch from gneva avedu, he doesn't have to watch from einsim. So if einis happened over here, he didn't. He wasn't pesheya in his job. He did what his job was. His job was to watch it from regular gneva avedu. His job wasn't to watch it from einis. So maybe he's entitled to collect money. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Anu Teretz. We have a kasha. The Mishnah state that a shomer chinam by hekdish doesn't have to make a shvu. And here it's mevur that these shluchim who are pashtus a shomer chinam have to make a shvu. He doesn't say we're talking about shomer sachar. He talks to enachnam. We're talking about a shomer chinam. I state of do that they have to make a shvu. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Hamani Reb Shimon he. This Mishnah is going like Reb Shimon. This Mishnah over here in Shkolim. The Amar. That's the Gersa that we have. Rashi takes out the Gersa Yeshlem Aino. Just like we saw in our Mishnah, Reb Shimon's Shita is, even though in the Mishnah it says by Hegdish there's no Aino, that's because Hegdish is not called Ochiv. But in a case where it's Koshim Sheyeshlem Achrayis, since he's responsible, it's considered Memoine. So who had the Minigei Shvu? That's in Smayit, Hashem Mechinim of Hegdish, you don't have to swear, because on Hegdish, Hashem Mechinim doesn't swear. But if it's a Hegdish that you're Chayiv Bachrayis, so Ebazoi, it's considered like it's your moment, even though it's Hegdish, but if you're a Chroi on it, it's like your moment. So Mele, in that case, it's not Nismayit from Shavua. So here, Heyois, if the Shkolim are lost, the Meshaleich have to send replacement Shkolim, the Chayiv Bachrayis. So Mele, it's considered like it's their Shkolim. So it's considered like he's watching something that belongs to them, and therefore there's a Chayiv Shavua. So the Gemara depends. In the case when they only found out about it before the Gizborim took the Truma from the Lishka. So in that case, the Gizborim are not being Toyrim al Shemam unless they pay up. So in that case, the Takam Achuyev Bachrayis. So I understand that it's considered he's watching something which is their moment and he has to swear. But Mishanitrima Truma, if they only found out about the Gneva Veda after the Toyrim, the Gizbar was Toyrim, so he was Toyrim for all those people that sent it, and it was Nevdu. So they don't have to repay Hegdish. So they're not Chayiv Bachriyusim. Then it's Koshim Sheinim Chayiv Bachriyusim Ninu. So the Sanya, because the Gemara is bringing a Raya, that the Halacha is that Mishanitrim et Truma, they don't have to reimburse Hegdish. The Sanya, Toyrim in Allah Ovid, when the Gizbar is Toyrim from the Truma Salishche, he's Toyrim on all those people whose Shkolim were lost, and they don't know about it. Val Hagavui, and those that they already sent their shkolim, but it's on the way. Val Asad Ligvoi is those that Machmas Oynis haven't yet sent it, but they're planning to send it. So he's already Toyrim al Shemam that they should all have a chelik in their karbonis. A kapanim shteita tormen ala ovit. So if the story was that it was only in his bar that the money was lost after the Gizbar was Toyrim, in that case, they're not chayiv bachri yusa. So in that case, the Shomer wouldn't have to make a shvuah, because now it's called Hegdish money, it's not their money. And state on this Mishnah that imish and itrimu nishbon the gizbarim. You see, they still make a shvu. Elam Rabbi Lazar and Uteretz. That lo elam, you're right. That we're talking about Hashem Mechinim. And Hashem Mechinim Taka does not have, or it could be talking about Hashem Mechinim too, but we couldn't be even talking about Hashem Mechinim. And lo elam Hashem Mechinim by Hegdish does not have to make a shvu. This is not a shvu of Hashem Mechinim. It's not a shvu of the Raisi. It's a shvu of the Rabbanim. Shvu azu takonis chacham hu shalayu bnei adam mezalzlim begdashis. Chazal were scared that if these shomrim know they're not going to have to make a shvua, if something happens, they'll be mezalzel. So the chacham mesak kadesh lezalzel begdeshes, they have to make a shvua derabbanon. Zog the Gemara Vayit said in the Mishnah that noisa socher in a mishalim, if someone is a shomer socher on behalf of Hegdish, he doesn't have to pay for gnei b'aveda. Rama de Rav Yosef bar Chama de Rab, tenat shteta Mishnah, noisa socher in a mishalim. Now a Mishnah says that a shomer socher for Hegdish doesn't pay for gnei b'aveda. I beramini. Hasoicher as a poil, we're talking about the Gizbar of Hegdish is using Moy's Hegdish to be soicher a poil lishmer as a par. The par aduma needs to have shmira that it shouldn't get a mum, it shouldn't have a oil go on its back. So they hired someone to watch it. Or lishmer as a tinnik. They used to raise children b'makom where there's no tumim mitzuya to be the ones to draw the water for the mei par. So you had to make sure this child doesn't become tummy. So they hired a babysitter to make sure that to watch the child from becoming tummy. Or they used to hire people, lishmer es hazrom, Rashi has two pshatim, either they were shomer the zrom that were used for the Karban Omer to plant those Sa'irim. They planted it 7 days before Yontiv. Rashi says that they used to plant it Shiv Miyoyim Kaidim Pesach. Another Pshat Rashi has is talking about in the year of Shemitah, where you don't plant anything. So the Karban Omer was brought from Svichim that grew by itself, and they had to have Shemim to make sure that nobody cuts these Svichim from Hefker. Akoponim, the Heglish pays Shemir Socher for these things. So the halacha is a nice and nice chayah Shabbos. If these shaymrim are paid per day, you can't pay them for Shabbos. There's a problem of schar Shabbos. The ficha, chayos, they don't get paid for Shabbos. Ein achrayis Shabbos alav. They're not responsible for what happens on Shabbos. That's partial pshat over here. Right now the Gemara's understanding ein achrayis Shabbos alav means that if something were to happen on Shabbos, they're not achray because they're not getting paid for it. They're not a shaymir socher on Shabbos. If hoyas chir Shabbos, if they were hired for a full week, Schir Chodesh for a month, Schir Shana for a year, Schir Shavuah for 7 years. In that case, Nois Nois Chai Shabbos. They can get paid for the Shabbos watching as well, because it's Bahavlah. The halach is you can't take Schir Shabbos for Shabbos itself, but if you did work for a week, you can get paid for the Shabbos as well, Bahavlah. It's Mavliya in the other days. Since at the end of the day he's getting paid for the work on Shabbos, the Ficha Chachirai is Shabbos Alav. He has the Nevashay Mesachar on Shabbos, and he's a Chroi on Shabbos as well. My love, l'shalom. The Gemara's understanding, what does it mean that he has a chrayis? A chrayis, l'shalom, that if something goes wrong, he's a shomer socher. The thing he was watching was nigneh v'nevet. So yois, he's getting paid for the Shabbos bavlo. So he's mechuyav achrayis, he has to pay. We just said in our Mishnah that if you're watching something for Hegdash, there's no chiv gnev aved, even by shomer socher. So if the Gemara loy, doesn't mean that you're chayav achrayis to pay. You're potran gnev aved. L'hafset tzchoroi. You're taka potak neva veda, but the question is, do you get paid the schar that you were guaranteed to get for watching? So if you were not shomer kedaboi, hayosi shomer socher has to watch it on the level of neva veda. So enachnami, you're not responsible if it happened, but if it was nigneva neva, something happened, you're not going to get paid for watching. So that's what we're saying. If you're getting paid for Shabbos, so you're shomer socher for Shabbos. So bezoi, if something happens, you lose your schar. Otherwise, you get your schar. So that's very good in the Seif. In the Seif it says that Yosef is getting paid for Shabbos, so he's a chroy for Shabbos, and therefore if something happens, he's chay b'chay, that he's going to lose the schar that he was promised. But Yehochi Reisha d'ktoni, that when he was hired per day, he's only hired for Shabbos, he doesn't get paid for Shabbos. So it says, Ein achray is Shabbos alav. So we learned, Ein achray is Shabbos alav means that if there's a gnev aveda, he's potter. Otherwise, he would have been mechuyiv. But you're telling me now, no, that Echray Shabbos means whether he loses the schar. For the Gemara, Hachanami, the Lahafsa Tzchori, so how are you going to read the Reisha? That Hayosi doesn't get paid for Shabbos, Ein Echray is Shabbos Olov, that what? That he doesn't lose his schar. What do you mean schar? He doesn't get schar. Mi isle schar Shabbos, Vaktoni ein isle schar Shabbos. In the Reisha it said that you can't pay him for Shabbos. So obviously we're not talking about losing schar, we're talking about whether he's mechuyav achrayis or no, and the sefer too is talking about mechuyav achrayis on gnev aveda. I bezoi kumtais in the sefer shem esach is chay b'gnev aveda even by hagdish. So the gemara ishtik itaka didn't have a teretz. Amalei. So Rabbi asked Rabbi Yisrael Bacham midi shmilach baha. Did you hear any teretz for this kasha? Amalei yeah. Hachi amar av sheishes. They were talking about a specific akimta b'shekonam yoda. You're right. Stam bezoi shem esach from hagdish. He's not a chroy and gneva aveda. He's not a mechuyav achrayis. But here we're talking about the shomer socher made a ma'ase kinyan lehischayiv on chiyuv gneva aveda. Rashi's lashon is that he was mekabel on himself im yikalkul shmirasa yishalim, and he was meshabed nechasav that he's going to be a chroy. So if that's the case, he's taka mechuyav. Alts the regular chiyuvim of shomer socher by hegdash your potter. But if he was beferish mekabel kinyan, it was mechayiv himself for the chrayis gneva aveda. He's chayiv. We're talking about b'shekonam yodei. There are chagav with the santa ore. It's mavur over here b'negei eschar Shabbos that if it's b'havlo, it's mutter. What's the case of havlo? So the Mishnah says if he was a schir Shabbos, he worked for a week, a chodesh, a shana, a shavua. If you look in halach and simin shin vav, the Mishnah Berurah brings down b'shem v'chaya adam that if someone hires someone to watch something for him on Shabbos, the only way to pay him is if he makes up with the shomer that he's going to watch a little bit of Erev Shabbos and Matzah Shabbos. Like this, it should be Bahavlo. In fact, Mishnah Zalman, that Mechateisa, where's the Chayadim coming from? In our Gemara, you see that the minimal amount of Avlo says for a week. Who says that the few hours before, the few hours afterwards, is considered Avlo? It's like Mishnah Zalman. Said in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Omer, Kachim Shechayev Bachriyusam Yeshla Maino, even though Kachim is nismayit from Oino, but Kotshim that Yimachoyev Bachrayis has a din like its moment by them, since he's Mechoyev Bachrayis. V'she'ein Echayev Bachriyuson, so that's viewed like it belongs only to Hegdish. Meila Eilam Oino, Tani Tane Kameder Bitzuk Barab. Tane said over a braise in front of Ritzuk Barab, Kotshim Shechayev Bachriyuson, Chayev. We're talking about over here the parsha of Shavuos HaPikodin. In the parish of Hashem Gzeilis, it says over there, if you gave somebody a pekodin, and he was kichish, that he doesn't owe you the pekodin, he never got it, he gave it back, and he was nishba l'sheker, and then it was nizbar al the eden, but he was a shaker, and he's moide, the loch is, keren choymish v'osho. So loshon apostolic over there is, nefesh kisechta umolo mal b'ashem, v'kichish ba'amisoi b'pekodin. Because da'ashant, the b'ai says, kotshem shechayev v'achriyuson, Kotchim that Yichayev Bachriyusan. For example, you said, Harei Olai Karban, and you were Mafresh a Karban, and you gave it to someone for a Pikodin, and then he was Kaifer with Pikodin, he was Nishbel a Sheker. So there the Loch is, he's Chayev a Karban Oshem. Why? Shani Kaire Behem Bashem Vikichish. Yes, it says, Molo Mal Bashem Vikichish. So Dr. Ashi, the Gemara right now is understanding, this Tan understood Pshat and the Braise, that when is there a Chayev Oshem? By Hashem Gezeilis, that's dafke, if it's a kotshim. So mele kotshim shechayev achriyuson. So it's shy because it's kotshim and he koyer ben b'shem v'kichish. The reason why you're bringing a carbon is because you were kichish in something that belongs to Hashem in a carbon that belongs in a pikadon that belongs to Hegdish. V'she'ein echayev achriyuson. The case where someone said harei zu carbon and he's mafreshit. He says, Arei Zu, and he gives it for a Pikodin. In that case, here he's not Mechoyev Achriyuson, he would be Potter. Why? Shani Koyer Behem Ba'amisei V'kichesh. And we're understanding now, the Chiv Karbon is Dafke, when you're Mskachesh and something that belongs to Hashem, to Hegdish, and not something that belongs to a Hedit. Frek the Gemara, Omar Lei, Rabbi Yitzchak Barabe, turned to the Stan, he said, Klap Alai, which direction are you going over here? If anything, if you want to say the Shitoscha that the Chiyuv of the Oshem is Dafke when you're Kichish and something that belongs to Hegdish as opposed to something that belongs to Hedyit, if anything, something with your Chayiv Bachrayis is less Hegdish than something that you're in a Chayiv Bachrayis. Because that's what we saw in our mission over here, that Koshem Shechayiv Bachriyuson is more considered Mamon Bailim. So if you're telling me that the Isser or the Chi of Shvu is because you're Mekachish and something that belongs to Hegdish is more mistaber to be Chayiv by Kachem She'en Chayiv Bachriyusin. Kachem She'en Chayiv Bachriyusin is more Mamon Hegdish than Kachem She'chayiv Bachriyusin. And Bechlal Zot Rashi, it's Tama Ipche Mistaber because you're saying over here that it's more that the Torah is Mechayiv you on something which belongs to Hegdish. Adirabe, something which belongs to Hegdish is more of a Sibit to be Potter. We saw the whole Mishnah till now. That a Shomer doesn't have to make a Shavua if he's watching something of Hegdish. A Shomer Socher is not Chayav and Gnev Aveda if it's something that belongs to Hegdish. So if anything, Hegdish is a Sibel L'Ptur, not L'Chiyav. Amar Lei, so the Tanna who said this Braise said, Ismai, should I be Moichik this Braise for my Girsa? It's a Braise Meshubeshes. Amar Lei Loi, you just didn't understand the Braise correctly. Hachik Amar. Kotshem Shechayav Bachriyuson Chayav. You have kachem the oilam the chiyev of the shvu of the carbon is because you were mekachesh in something that belongs to a hedit. The lashon haposuk is the kichesh ba'amisa that you denied something that belongs to your friend. You said you don't have it. So the shayish achiyev is because you're mekachesh in a hedit and not in hegdish. If you're kichesh in something that belongs to hegdish, there's no chiyev over here of carbon. But kachem shechayev b'achriyusa. There, you're chayiv. Because you're chayiv b'achriyuson, so memeila, it's considered that it belongs to him. It's memoina, like Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah. When it's kachem shechayiv b'achriyuson, there's a dina yoino, because it's called achiv, it's not called hegdish. I, saif kal saif, even though you're chayiv b'achriyuson, but it is kachem, so there is an element that it belongs to kachem. And we're saying now that the chayiv is only when you're kichish b'amisa. Of them zok de b'raise, even though it's kachem, but israbu mi b'ashem v'kichish. Hayyaz before it says v'kichish v'amisa, it says umol umol b'ashem v'kichish. So we darshan b'ashem v'kichish, that even if it has a shaykhis to Hashem, there's also a din of v'kichish that you have to bring a carbon. But that's only because it's kachem shechayi v'chayusin, and the ikir we look at it like mamon bailim. But even though there's an element of kodesh to it, that's nisrabit from b'shem v'kichish. But v'she'ene chayi v'chayusin, if it's kachem she'ene b'chayi v'chayusin, so it has nothing to do with the bailim, it's straight mamon hegdish. So there you're taka potter from carbon. The imit mi b'amisai v'kichish, because the ikir pasuk is telling you v'kichish b'amisai. This is not b'amisai, it's b'hegdish. Said weiter the Mishnah. These are also items that ain't lahem ayno. What's takip shat? Zog the Gemara Tanya state in the Brayser. Behuda oimer afa meicha sefer teira ain't lo ayno. Why? Lefisha ain't kates l'dama. Because its price is endless. There's no price you can pay for a sefer teira. Whatever price you pay, you didn't pay too much. Behemu margolus ain't lahem ayno. Why? Pesha adam roitzel is avgan. Person sometimes has a good behemoth, it's chayrish, very good. He wants to have another behemoth, should be chayrish together with this one, to put it in the same oil together. Because if you have a shvacher behemoth with a good behemoth, it ruins the good behemoth. So mele for the lekeich, it's worth it a lot to get another behemoth similar to the one he has at home, and he's willing to pay more than the value. So it's not considered oino. And the same thing, margolis, he has a diamond, he has another one at home, he wants to match up and put the two of them in a setting together. So mele, it's worth it. This is only a svara. If the lekeich overpaid, there's no ayna. But if he underpaid, there should be ayna. If you say this svara, you can say about everything. But like call adam reitz lezavgan, everything that a person has, he would like to have another one. And afal pikein, the Torah gave dina ayna. So elamai, this is not a tain. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's different. Hani. Chashivile, behemah and margolis, this has a specific chavivis by a person and it's worth it for him to get another one the same to peer it up. Other things are not so chashiv by him that he cares so much to have another one the same. Shrek the Gemara, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a person would pay more for behemah and margolis k'dei lezavgam, but there's got to be a limit. Va'at kama, how much more is a person willing to pay that we're saying there's no ayno? But at what point is there ayno even by behemah and margolis? A person will pay double. More than double, that not. Pashas, we're not talking about Sefer Torah. Because Sefer Torah, we said before, ain't kate, so even more than double is beseder. So the more Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseder, Omer, Af ha-moicher sus v'sayev v'chatitoim b'mulchome, ain't lehem ayno. During mulchome, if a person sells a horse, a sword, or a shield, which are claimed mulchome, and these are life necessities in a mulchome, so ain't lahem ayinam, because she yesh b'mchaya nefesh. So the person is willing to pay any price because it saves his life. So male, in this case, there wouldn't be ayinam. Zog the Mishnah, k'shem sh'ayinam b'mekech ha-memker kach ayinam b'dvarim. The Isra ayinam is not only in business. The Isra ayinam is also stam chepening people. Lo yoymer lo b'kama chayfet zev hu ayin yirayt salikach. You shouldn't go over to a storekeeper, ask him how much is this item, if we have no tzad to buy it. Pashup shot means you're pashup being matriachim for nothing. Meiri says there's an element of Inos Mammon as well, because someone that hears will assume that you asked him how much it's worth, you didn't buy it because you assume that it's not worth the price that he's asking. The male, that person also won't buy it. But pashup shot is pashup, you're chapping him because you're wasting his time. Nachazach, im hoy about tshuva, a person's about tshuva, lo yemer doi zechor ma'secher yishoinim, don't bring up his old meisim from before he did tshuva. That's called being mitzarim. Im hu ben gerim, if it's a person that stammes from gerim, lo yoymer loy zecher meisa aveisecho, even Taisa said this is a bigger chiddush. Not only is there an isser to tell someone, remember your meisim that you did before you did tshuva, but you shouldn't even tell him stories that his parents did not good. Shenem arveger loy soyne v'loy solchatzene. Masha says in the Santa Chiddush, why did we hop on two cases about Shuv and Ger? Why did we say Ger, you shouldn't be masker him his meisim from before Geris, and you shouldn't be masker his avos meisim? Zog the Masha, for a Ger to be masker meisim for Yeshoinim from Kodim Gerusa is not a problem. For Keret, it's a Shvach that you came lachseis tachas kanfei Yeshchina by about Shuv. He was mitzvah when he did those Averis. So that's a tremendous gnai. You're telling the Averis that he did. A ger, when he did those aveyas, he wasn't mechuyev. So it's a maile. Look, you left your old ways and you came. Lachsos tachas kamfas chinas. Maile by ger, there wouldn't be a problem telling him zechor matzecho harishoin. Tanur Rabban, shteit a pasik, loisoinu ish es amisoi. What's this pasik referring to? We're not talking about a nos mom, we're talking about chapping with words. Maybe the pasuk means Einos Mamon, and Einos Dvorim is not an Isser. So the Gemara, we already have a pasuk for Einos Mamon. It's an extra pasuk, must be by Einos Dvorim. Okay, so what's the case of Einos Dvorim? Im hoye bal tshuve al yoymer lo zecher masach yishoynim. Im hoye ben geirim al yoymer lo zecher maitza avisach. Other cases of Einos, hoye geir ubal dul matayre al yoymer lo pesha ochel nevelis utreifis shkotzim remosim bal dul matayre shenemrim piagvure. That's being mevayishim. If you see a person im hoye yisurim bamalov, he's getting hit with yisurim. Im hoye chalom bamalov, he's getting ill. Oy shoyim mekaver esbanov, he's losing his children. Al yoimer loy kederech sha'omer loy chaveyev li'iv. Iev's chaveyim told him when they saw his tzaris, they said, Halo yira'oscha kislasecha, tikvascha v'toyim derechecha, zecharna mihu naki ovid. They gave him musr, they said, had you been emissi yirishamayim, that would have saved you from peronis. Look around, who is there a person that was 100% naki maveyre and he had losses? Nobody. Teretz says, your losses are machmas yiraveyres. That's not when you tell somebody when he's down. If people that are chamorim, these are drivers that drive around chamorim and they sell tvua, and they came looking to purchase some tvua from him. If you're looking for a tvua to buy, go to Pliny. He knows that that Pliny never owned any tvua. That's also I know. It's a shayla here if they know is they know that you're being ma'ane the chamorim. You're wasting their time, or you're being ma'ana, the person who you're sending them to. Rashi's mashma more, it's the person that you're sending them to. So these are all cases of Einos Dvorim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af lo yitla einov al hamekach b'sho she'ein lo yidom. That you shouldn't raise your eyes to look at a chayfet that's being sold as if you're interested in it, when you know that you have no money anyways to pay for it. Because you're raising someone's hopes, and you're just making them crazy. Sharei, the Gemara is explaining now, Zok Rashi, the end of this pasuk of Vayna, Leisoinu Isha Samisa is Zok the pasuk V'yereisa Me'elakecha, Kini Hashem Alekecha. Why is the pasuk saying V'yereisa Me'elakecha? Because all these things, Sharei Adover Mosra Lelev, these are not things that are obvious that you're chaplaining. You could say, yeah, I sent the Chamorim to that person. I really thought he had Tvua. I didn't know that he didn't have Tvua. Or when he looks at a Chayfus to buy it, I really did want to buy it. How is Yenig to know you had money, you didn't have money? All these things that are Moser Leliboy Shel Adam that only you know whether you meant to be Mitzar or not, of them state Kaladavra Moser Lelev Nemo V'Reisim Lekecha. The Rebbein Shem does know. Anytime it says V'Reisim Lekecha, it's talking about those types of things that only the person himself knows whether he's doing an Aveira or not. Omer Rabbi Yechon Mishem Rishim Ben Yechai, Godel Einos Dvorim Einos Momen. Einos Dvorim is worse than Einos Momen. Shezeh Nemi by V'Reisim Elokecha, because by Einos Dvorim it says V'Reisim Elokecha, and by Einos Momen, V'Zeh Loi Nemi by V'Reisim Elokecha. So the pshat is that by Einos Momen, you're obviously not nervous about people, because if you're being ma'ana somebody Momen, he's going to know that you ripped him off. But by Einos Momen, by Einos Dvorim, state in the Torah, V'Reisim Lekecha, that even though you could pass off Ke'ilu, you're not doing anything, like Rashi brought down before, that you send the Chamer to someone else, maybe I thought the person has what to sell. So it's not Nikr, you're nervous about other people. You don't want other people to see that you're Ma'an other people with Dvorim. But the Rebbein Shlom knows. So because you're scared of people, but the Rebbein Shlom you're not scared of. So maybe it's worse. Similar to the case of Ganev and Gazlan, the difference between a Ganev and a Gazlan. A Ganev is scared of people. A Gazlan isn't scared of people. So the Gemara, Reb Lazar Omer, another reason why Einos Dvorim is worse than Einos Momen, because Einos Dvorim affects the Gufa Adam, which is worse than affecting his mom. Shmuel Baruch Meini Omer, another reason why Einos Dvorim is worse, Zanitin Leishavim, Zanitin Leinitin Leishavim. Einos Momen, you could be Meshiv the Gzeil. So maybe you could rectify the situation. Einos Dvorim is very hard. Toni Tana Kamei Reb Nachman Yitzchak. Kalam Alben Pnei Chaveri Berabim. Someone who embarrasses his chaver Berabim. Ki Ilu Shoyfech Dom. It's daimit to someone who kills someone. Amalei Reb Nachman Yitzchak said, Shaper Kamrit. You have a good point. The Chazin Alei. I notice when people get embarrassed, the Ozel Sumke V'Osi Chivre. The red leaves the face and it turns white. So you see that the dam of the person's face rushes down. That's an Indian of Shayfach Dam. Taisus says the Maisa Matisus, when you embarrass someone, you see first he becomes very red. So Taisus, the redness that you see is because the redness is gathering, the domim is gathering in one place in order to go away. That's why he first gets red. People from Eretz Yisrael, what are they nizer most? From making someone's face white, the Hainu, the Indian of Malbim Pnei Chaveir, the Omer B'chanin, Hakol Yordan the Gehenim, Chutz Meshloisha. Fekdomar Hakol Sal Kadaitach, everyone goes to Gehenim. El Eimet, Kol HaYordan the Gehenim, Oilim. Most people go down to Gehenim, Oilim, they go back out. Chutz Meshloisha. Three people, three types of people, She Yordan Ve'enim Oilim. Taisa says, doesn't mean they never come out. It means they don't come out for a long time. Ve'elu Hain, Habal Eishas Ish, Hamalbim Pnei Chaveir Berabim, someone who calls someone by a name, a nickname. That's very nichol, Malbim Pnei Chaveir. So the Gemara, the Chiddush is, Afagav the Doshbe B'Shmei, even though it's a name, a kinui that he's used to. So the Rashi, Kvar Hurgul B'Kach Shemachana Moisekein, Ve'ein Ponov Mislabnes. If it's the first time, it's Malbim Pnei Chaveir B'Rabim. Here we're talking about a name that he's used to. Everyone calls him with this nickname. And the Mais, he doesn't get so embarrassed anymore. But still, Zakhtarashi, Hayyos, you said that nickname in order to be machlim him. So Mamele, it's said on such a person that Yoyri the Gehenim ve'ena oilim.